It's time for news at Black
America
Web.
This is BlackAmericaWeb.com news.
What stands out to me, though, is that the American people sent a message. So to everyone who voted, I want you to know that I hear you.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. It is Thursday, November 6, 2014. Here are your BlackAmericaWeb.com headlines. This is nothing short of a miracle. A woman seen on surveillance video being abducted off of Philadelphia Street was found safe outside Baltimore on Wednesday, and the man who snatched her was arrested as well. Carlisha Freeland Gather was spotted in Jessup, Maryland, in a car with the man and was rescued soon after. They did not get into details, but they say the man was picked up as soon as he stepped out of the car. They are very, very glad, they say, to have a very dangerous predator off the street. She had some minor injuries, but was generally okay. The man, identified as Delvin Barnes, was being held last night into today on unrelated Virginia warrant, alleging attempted capital murder, assault, and malicious injury with acid, explosives, or fire. Now, this all happened when she was last seen on surveillance tape over the weekend, grabbed by a man and pulled toward a car. This was Sunday night, as she struggled to get away in the Germantown neighborhood.
Yeah.
And they also had videotape of him trying to use her ATM card. And they put things together, and apparently everything came together yesterday. And it's just, like I said, it's nothing short of a miracle.
That's great.
This young woman and her family so happy. As you heard the president, one day after the sweeping Republican election gains, the president was out and about yesterday and before his press conference, and then said about the incoming Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. He said he has pledged to try and turn a divided government into a force for good rather than gridlock. And he says that there is no doubt the Republicans had a good night. Yes, they did.
Like,
and this was referring to the gains that left the GOP in control of the Senate with an expanded House majority and also in possession of a handful of governorships formerly held in Democratic hands. It was not a good night. But
let me ask you something. Around your office, did you notice that the white people were kind of cocky? Or was it just me?
There was
was it just me?
No, it was a different feeling yesterday.
A different feeling around the office yesterday. Yeah. How about where you were? Did you notice a different kind of different kind of confidence, maybe?
You could say that. Okay. You could say that. Ray Rice left the first day of his appeal hearing yesterday in New York after no less than 10 hours of testimony. The former Ravens running back is seeking to overturn the indefinite suspension handed down by the NFL after video footage has surfaced showing him punching his then-fiancé in Atlantic City. And the attorney for Ray Rice says that he has been subjected to double jeopardy when the league indefinitely suspended him after originally banning him for 2 games. Now, we all know that we are not supposed to, and yet a survey finds that people do text and drive, knowing the dangers. This is an AT&T-sponsored survey at frequent drivers and said that they say regardless of where they are and knowing how dangerous it is and aware of how these things can end up.
Yep. Now you and Jay tell me all the time, sometimes you can't wait. Things have to be said and have to be said right then and there.
And I, too, pull over.
I'm with you, Sybil. I will pull over. But it's got to be said right away.
But, Tom, sometimes a woman just got a text. You know, sometimes man just, you know, his words just got to be spoke. And in this case, this woman needs to text something. So I'm just saying.
Sometimes it's got to be. You can't wait.
You cannot.
And when you try to talk to textable, it just doesn't, your words
it
are
doesn't
not
have the
said,
same
right?
effect.
It doesn't have the same effect.
You know, canoodle, what the heck? What? How does that get into my text? You know,
go to rail. No, that's not what I meant to say.